Does the removal of a wedding ring mean that marital bliss has gone, or even that divorce is looming? That seems to be the message people are sending when they take off their wedding band. Actress Katie Holmes was seen in New York without hers after filing for divorce from Tom Cruise. As soon as the newspapers suggest that a celebrity relationship is on the rocks, the couple will be scrutinized for real signs the marriage is over, the noticeably bare finger. Not everyone wears a ring after they get married, but for those who do, it is usually deeply symbolic, a sign of commitment. There's a painful contrast between the joyous ceremony involved when people tie the knot and the loneliness when things haven't worked out. For some couples, the ring comes off and goes back on as the relationship goes through its ups and downs. Taking it off does help one psychologically, says agony aunt Virginia Ironside, but it's a pretty emotional decision. If the separation appears to be amicable, some people might not rush to remove the ring. Singer Seal said in an interview that he'd wear his ring even after it had been announced that he and his wife Heidi Klum were to split. "It's a token of how I feel about this woman," he said. But on the other hand, the divorce process can be lengthy, and many people get anxious over the right time to remove the ring, when lawyers are taken on, or when the decree absolute comes through. Many will feel they're living a lie wearing it, but are worried in case it looks like they're back on the dating scene. Rings are supposedly worn on the fourth finger of the left hand because of a belief in ancient times in a vein running from there directly to the heart, which the Romans called vena amoris, vein of love. Archaeologists found evidence of brides' wedding bands in the hieroglyphics of the ancient Egyptians, for whom a circle symbolized eternity.